from the KTO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska House on Friday approved legislation to add another Superior Court judge in Juneau, a change requested by state court system as a way to better manage an increasing caseload. District Court judge in Juneau is expected to retire this year, and the court system proposed that the position be converted to a Superior Court position. Superior Court judges have broader jurisdiction and can handle a greater range of cases. Court system says the new Superior Court judge would share a judicial assistant and law clerk with other Juneau judges and use an existing courtroom. Court will pay for the position from money it's accumulated by not filling positions over the past few years. The bill still must pass the Senate. A proposed rewrite of the Alaska legislature's policies addressing sexual harassment would explicitly allow for outside investigations into alleged misconduct involving lawmakers. The draft would let the legislature's human resources manager decide if an independent investigator is needed in such cases and allow the parties involved to request through legislative leadership a third-party review. Human resources manager Skiff Lobaugh says the existing policy, which has been criticized as vague, is silent on that issue. A legislative working group that includes Lobaugh has been tasked with rewriting the policy amid a national debate about sexual harassment and misconduct. The group will seek comments on the draft from legislative staff, from the National Conference of State Legislatures, before it's ultimately sent to the Legislative Council for consideration. Senator Lisa Murkowski Friday released a letter she sent to five oil company leaders saying she's concerned about the steady decrease in Alaska hire in the oil industry. Murkowski referred to a recently released Alaska Department of Labor report stating the share of out-of-state workers in oil industry rose to 37% in 2016. That's compared to a low of 28% in 2009. Murkowski addressed the letter to the heads of ConocoPhillips, BP, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, ExxonMobil, and Hillcorp. As the senator does every year, Murkowski asks for data on how many Alaskan residents the companies employ, including contractors and subcontractors. In response to a request for comment, three of the companies provided data on how many Alaskans they employ. BP, Conoco, and Alyeska all reported that more than three-quarters of their employees are Alaskan. Alyeska reported the highest percentage of in-state hire at 95%. Spokespeople for ExxonMobil and Hillcorp said they were unable to comment for the story. Exxon's website states its Alaska hire is roughly 85%. A winter weather advisory was in effect until noon. The National Weather Service said to expect about 3 to 5 inches of snow. Meteorologist intern Sharon Sullivan says the snow started falling after 3 a.m. On top of weekend storm totals, the Weather Service office reported 5.3 inches of snow on Back Loop Road. Douglas received about 7 inches of snow over the weekend, and Petersburg reported about 10 inches. Winds will pick up later this afternoon. Sullivan says 45-mile-per-hour winds are expected in the northern inner channels, and those winds will work their way down the channel. She says lingering showers are expected into Tuesday. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.